The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, you don't have to be the eternal optimist to see some really good things coming out of this international crisis. And I mean that sincerely. Yeah, if you watch the news, it's doom and gloom, doom and gloom, doom and gloom. We're all going to die. And I don't mean to make a light at all of the fact that people will die. Dying is a part of living. And we don't know where this virus is going to go. We honestly don't. But still, we are light years away from the annual death rate of just the seasonal flu. We could get there. We could get there. But right now, we're not even close to the number of deaths from the seasonal flu. But there's a lot of good going on. Here's a thought that just overwhelmed me this weekend. If you were to ask most people, honestly, factually, 2 months ago, what are the most important things to most Americans? And I can tell you with assurance, because there have been dozens, probably hundreds of polls, and it's recreation, sports. If you were to ask the average Columbus resident, the Buckeyes, football, then of course the NFL. Every Sunday, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people either in a stadium or glued to their television sets. March Madness. Basketball. All the brackets, people just going crazy over the brackets. Here's my point. A solid case could be made that in America, our primary God for many years has not been the God of the Bible. It's been the God of sports. Recreation, free time, leisure, eating out, pleasure. And guess what? That has all been taken away. Every bit of it gone, vanished in a heartbeat. 6 months ago, who could have predicted that we would have no sports at all? Football gone, basketball gone, soccer gone, hockey gone, baseball gone. No sports. None. Zero. To prove my point, your evening news is divided up into three segments. The first segment is news. Second segment is weather. The third segment is, say it together, class, sports. And usually the sports segment is considerably longer than the weather and almost as long as the news segment, because we are a nation who loves, adores, and yes, idolizes our sports. I've said this many times before. Is it wrong to be a sports fan? No, I love the Buckeyes. I love to root them on. I enjoy, you know, watching an NFL game. But here's my point. All of that has been taken away. The things that the majority of Americans felt was the most important thing is gone. Now, that's gone. But I read a statement over the weekend. It's not original with me. I don't want to pretend that it is. But it just hit me with unbelievable force. It's doom and gloom, doom and gloom, doom and gloom. We can't do this. We can't do this. We can't go to restaurants. We can't do this. We've got restrictions here and all of the debate. The government's gone too far. The government isn't going far enough. And Congress is fighting with each other and the political. All of that is going on. And yet, again, someone put on, I don't remember where I read it, that yesterday, the gospel of Jesus Christ probably penetrated more homes in America than any day in American history. Now think about that. Almost all churches have gone to streaming live. Okay, we can't meet together, so stream it. Other churches are getting really unique. Our home church, Genoa Baptist in Westerville, had a drive-in service, and it was packed to capacity. They were only going to have one service. Word got out they were going to have a drive-in service. They had to have two services, and both of them were absolutely jam-packed. I'm reading on Facebook that some people went to church, and I'm using air quotes, went to church four or five times yesterday. They went to church in South Carolina. They went to church in Georgia. They went to church in Texas. They went to church in Ohio. They went to church in California. Because everybody's streaming their services now. Now, does that take the place of being in person? No, 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 no. And when all of the dust settles and things go back to normal, nothing can take the place of being together. Nothing. But I just think it is so exciting. It is so unbelievably exciting that the gods of America have been dethroned. But the gospel goes forward probably stronger than ever before. I'm reminded of Acts chapter 12. If any of you tuned in to the Wednesday night service that I did at Genoa last Wednesday night, I took you through verse by verse of Acts chapter 12 and how bad it looked for the church in Jerusalem because Herod hated them and the Jewish religion hated them and was doing everything they could to wipe them out, kill them, destroy them. And in one tiny little verse, God changes everything. And the chapter ends by saying, but the word of God grew and multiplied. Sports, for such a long time, has diverted the attention of the American public away from the things of God. We don't have time to go to church because we got to take our kids to soccer. We can't go to church because our kids have football practice. We can't go to church because our kids have wrestling practice. We can't go to church because our kids... You with me? We don't have time for God because all of those distractions, at least for now, have been taken away. But just like it says in Acts chapter 12, verse 23, but the word, no, 24, Acts 12, 24, but the word of God grew and multiplied. I am absolutely ecstatic to see how churches have adapted to this. Okay, it's not wise to meet. We shouldn't meet. So we're providing live streaming, audio, video, Facebook, websites, drive-in services. Churches are stepping up and using the technology. The internet is filled with such evil, such darkness. And right now, there is an absolute explosion of light on the dark web. And again, if you're discouraged, I want you to think about this. The gospel probably penetrated more American homes yesterday than any single day in American history. That is something to rejoice in. God is doing great things, and nothing can hold back the gospel. The communist Chinese have tried to destroy the gospel in China, and yet the church continues to go and grow. Dictators have tried to stomp out the gospel for centuries, and right now a virus is shutting down everything that seems to be important. But the gospel continues. We should all praise God about that.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Let me just say it again. I am so proud in a godly sense of the churches, not only here in Ohio, but around the country, that are stepping up and using technology to spread the gospel. I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it is a wonderful thing. People are thinking about spiritual things. They're frightened. They're scared. Now, I would just add this, okay? And I want to say this carefully and cautiously. Most of the messages that I have heard have been messages of comfort and encouragement. And that's great. We need that. I had the privilege of teaching the pastor's Bible class at Genoa Church last Wednesday, and I was blown away by how many people watched that. I was not expecting that. But it was a message of encouragement. This coming Wednesday, I have the privilege of doing the same thing. 6:45 p.m. this coming Wednesday, Genoa Church's website or their Facebook page, either one, but you have to tune in at 6:45 in order to get it live, if you will. And it's going to be another message of encouragement because we need that. But let me just say this. We have needed messages of encouragement. I think it now may be time to pivot to messages of repentance, because we need that also. People need to be encouraged. But I you know, it's like 9/11. There was all the controversy. Was this a judgment from God? I never, ever once said that 9/11 was a judgment from God, because I don't know. But I know this: God wanted to use it to get our attention as a nation. I'm seeing all over the place, this is God's judgment on America. It may be. I don't know. We certainly deserve it. America has turned their back on God. Is it a judgment from God? I am not going to say that. If it is, we deserve it as a nation. But I know this. God wants to use it to bring people to repentance, to salvation, to call Christians to repentance. And again, we love to quote 2 Chronicles 7:14, but we don't want to abide by it. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, you know what the rest is? And turn from their wicked ways. Who? Those pagans in Washington, D.C. That's who? No, no, my people. Those liberal Democrats. No, my people. If my people will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face. So just a suggestion. We really need messages of hope and encouragement. But this is also a time for the pulpit to stand tall and call America to repentance. And there's a balance. There's a balance. So more and more people are going to be tuning in online, and praise God for that. And I think there will be more people tuning in online this Sunday than yesterday. More churches are getting more creative in their approach, which is wonderful. But let's make sure that while we are giving out a message of hope, let's not give out false assurance. America needs to repent. Now, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. I'd love to hear from you. We're featuring small businesses today. If you have a small business and you're open and providing services, give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be more than happy to share your business with our listeners. But also, we're just $2,200 away from our goal of $12,000 to provide Bibles for Asia. We haven't had a single call today. Friday was unbelievable. Friday was miraculous. Not one call today, and we're so very close to our goal. Somebody needs to start the giving today. 800-YES-WORD. Would you be the first to call today? 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673.